It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll talk to a member of the trans community about Transgender Day of Visibility. It's being celebrated today.
First, some voters in Wisconsin are going to the polls tomorrow to vote on whether to increase property taxes to maintain regular operations in their school districts.
The 26 school districts are asking to raise property taxes above the state set limit, and they're not out to fund new projects. They just want to keep what they have in place.
Many of the primarily rural school districts say they've already used any budget flexibility provided to them by Act 10 and now face layoffs and cuts to programs. Here with us to talk about tomorrow's referenda is Superintendent of the Oakfield School District in Fond du Lac County, Sue Green. Sue, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
So 26 districts we're talking about tomorrow are going to be putting it to the voters to raise taxes to pay for school operations. How big does that number seem to you?
It's awfully big number. We have a lot of districts that are going through exactly what we are going through, really facing some difficult challenges on funding our schools and keeping our district afloat.
And why would you say this is such a widespread issue? Why has it come to a head right now?
In the 1993-94 school year, Wisconsin changed the way that they funded the schools. And we are seeing more and more districts that can't make ends meet because of the change in the school funding.
Now, the Walker administration intended Act 10 to help give school districts flexibility to make up budget shortfalls through, for instance, pension negotiations or teacher salaries. What about those mechanisms? Did they work?
Well, we certainly made a significant number of cuts in both of those areas since last year. Last spring, the Oakfield School District had a referendum, the same referendum that had failed. And as a result of that, for this school year, they had to make significant cuts in staffing. We have made major changes in the insurance and benefits packages for all teachers. Our staff are kind of working on a bare bones kind of budget. Our staff this year are under a salary freeze. So we have made significant cuts.
So you're saying the tools were there and you use them and it's still not cutting it?
Correct.
What about funding from the state? Where does that stand?
It is, what it has been for the last number of years. And that formula is very complex. It is really hurting the small school districts. And we are hoping that the state will take a look at what's happening to the small rural school districts.
Is the cost of educating students going up?
Well, I think the cost of everything is continually going up. There isn't a change necessarily in that way, but so many things that are a part of your school budget have gone up significantly. The biggest part of any school budget is your entire pay for your staffing and the benefits. And the benefits, the cost of insurance for everyone, whether you're working in a school district or a private venue, those are quite high and continuing to rise, and causing a lot of difficulties for everyone in the employer's seat. We are looking at just the cost of everything, the cost of fuel, the cost for transportation. They all impact us such a great deal.
Now, there are caps that are in place for property tax hikes for schools to increase revenue. So how hard a sell is this going to be, this referenda?
Well, I think what we're saying is that we want everything to stay the same way that it is. And to do that, looking at what we have for our enrollment and what we're projecting for the next couple of years, we need the support directly from our taxpayers. And so we are asking for, ours is a six-year referendum, which is, I think, on the part of our school board, a pretty courageous step to take to look out that far out in the future and say, this is what we need, 3 years with $1 million increase. And then the following three years would be a $1.2 million increase.
Now, this is your second year going to the taxpayers themselves, right? What happened last year?
Yes, it is. I was not here last spring. I came on board July 1st of this year. So I'm only looking at what I understand happened in the district. I think that overall there was a feeling that it wasn't as dire. and that there still could be a lot more cuts to be made. So when it failed last spring, the school board and the administration made the significant cuts they needed to get through this school year. And it was very painful to the district, to the community. There were a lot of individuals who had their positions cut and a great deal of cutbacks in what we're able to do as a school district.
How much is your school district asking to raise this time around?
We are asking for a six-year referendum, $1 million a year for 3 years, and then for the next 3 years, a $1.2 million a year.
And flesh that out a little bit for us. What exactly would that be going to pay for?
It's continually a part of our operations. So it supports the current funding that we get from the state, and it allows us to keep all of our programs and staffing right at the point that we're at. And we feel that we're doing a great job. We have an excellent academic record. We do well on the state report card, on our state assessments, and we're considered by so many in the area as a school district of choice. We have a very high open enrollment, people that want this kind of an environment to educate their children. And so we're looking at maintaining everything that we have and not being forced to make any additional cuts.
Well, let's say tomorrow rolls around and the referendum doesn't pass. Taxpayers don't want to increase revenue for the schools by raising their taxes. What are the ramifications? What happens at your school next year?
Mm-hmm. We know that we would begin the process of, again, significant cuts, and this time it will be more of the specific programming options that are available at
like
a secondary
what?
Level, like your agriculture, your technology, things that are not absolutely required for a graduation, but give a student options and a well-rounded choice for a child's future.
What about arts programs, say?
The arts program, all of them would be on the line.
Mm-hmm. And teachers' jobs, what about those?
Again, we would have to look at that. That's what it's going to have to come to so that we could maintain and function one more year.
And is it possible that the school itself could close?
That is very possible. Right now, we estimate that we have funding to get through the good part of next year, and that is based on the projections for how many students we currently have enrolled. Our fear is that if the referendum does not pass, we would have students, families making the decision to open enroll and go to a nearby district rather than wait for the end of the school district. We really do see it as a very dire situation if it does not pass.
It seems common so far, just looking at the track record, that these kinds of referenda are not passed. You're one of 26 rural schools who are looking to raise revenue through tax hikes. I wonder, what do you think is at stake, especially as regards rural schools, if this trend continues and maybe these referenda continue to have trouble passing?
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a very good question for the lawmakers in the state of Wisconsin, the Department of Public Instruction, to look at what's happening to something that's been a backbone in the state of Wisconsin, that we have a variety of sizes of school districts, and many families opt for the small, intimate, rural school setting where all of the children know each other, the families know one another, the staff know the families extremely well. It's a very close-knit community, and there's a great deal of pride in the children and the school district.
Sue, thank you so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Sue Green, superintendent of the Oakfield School District in Fond du Lac County. Voters around the state will head to the polls tomorrow to decide whether to raise taxes to fund regular operating costs in at least 26 rural school districts.